is a mitzvah laseh, to be able to get married, being that the ultimate purpose of this mitzvah is in order to be able to be fruitful and multiply. So therefore, the mitzvah of Pur Urvu is for what purpose? So original mitzvah of Pur Urvu, to be able to be zoche, to have children, was in order to be able to populate the world. That was the original intention of the mitzvah, because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole entire universe just for the sake of mankind. In order, that means all the animals, all the galaxies, all the, everything that exists in this world, ultimately is the purpose is mankind. That's why we see in Parshat Noach, when men were sinning, so then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world, there is no purpose for animals to exist. So therefore, that's one of the perushim why the animals also deserve to die, because of the fact that there is no reason for man to exist, there is no reason for animals to exist. Animals are there only to serve man. So therefore, original intention of creation was man. I mean, that is still the ultimate intention. And for the world to continue to exist, we have to populate the world. That was the original intention up until the year 2448, when we received the Torah, and that's more than 3,000 years ago. So then the purpose of the world changed. The purpose of having children changed, actually. That was in order now to be able to transmit the Torah to the next generation. The original purpose was Kiyum Ha'olam. If you want the world to exist, you have to have men over here, you have to have human beings here. But at the time of the giving of the Torah, there was sufficient mankind. So now, from then on, the purpose is in order to be able to have the Torah transmitted to the next generation. Kiyum HaTorah. The Torah has to continue. So therefore, Chayav Kol Adam Lisa Isha, Kedei Lifrot Verirbot. The whole purpose of marriage is in order to be able to be fruitful and multiply. The mitzvah gedolah hi sheba talui kiyum v'yishuv ha'olam. The Kiyum Ha'olam, Yishuv Ha'olam, to populate the world, is through this mitzvah. So writes Rabbeinu Bechaye. So he writes one of the Rishonim, he writes as follows. Shetiyeh Ha'olada, the reason of having children is that they should be zoche, lekabel nefesh ha-sikhlit, to have this understanding mind, kedei lehakir boro, ve'le'avod, in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be able to have somebody over here who has the understanding mind, so therefore he says, otherwise, Shem Lokin, Mutar Ha'adam in Abemai, what would be the advantage of having man? If at the end of the day, the animals don't understand God, cannot comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot understand that there is a being, the creator, to come to recognize him, so if the human being also will not come in his lifetime to come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will have no understanding of Hashem, he brings the pasuk Motar Ha'adam in Abeyma Ayin. What would be the advantage of having human beings? So that is the way Rabbi Mechai explains the mitzvah of Pur Urvu, to be able to come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another one of the Mefarshim, Rikanti, he brings over here, Tam HaMitzvah, Shekiyum HaOlam Talui BeKiyum HaTorah. As I mentioned, after the Torah was given, there was sufficient amount, millions upon millions of men in the world. So the whole nature of the mitzvah changed, that the whole nature is Kiyum HaTorah. So Kiyum HaOlam Talui BeKiyum HaTorah. Sheyashir Acharav Mi Sheyekayem HaTorah VaMitzvot BimGomo. That you should have somebody to replace you. After Me'aveh Esrim, when a person passes away from this world, there has to be somebody to replace us, to be able to fulfill the Torah, to be able to fulfill the whole purpose of the world is the Torah. Sheyakir sheyesh boreh umashkiach v'yachol. There is one creator, there is one supervisor, there is one kol yachol. Everything is under his dominion. He has the absolute control. Velo yimacheh shemo v'Yisrael. That his name should not be destroyed. Somebody to be able to replace us, that the Torah, we should be zochet to transmit the Torah to our children, that they should replace us after we pass away. And this way, na'aseh shutaf le'yotzer, you become partners in the act of creation together with the Creator. So this is the Lashon of the Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that he writes, The whole idea of having children is lekayem mitzvat borosh yulo banim oskim v'torah u'mekayem mitzvot beYisrael. That we should be zoche to have children, that the ultimate purpose of that would be that they should learn Torah to fulfill the mitzvot. Otherwise, physically, if a person just fulfills the physical aspect of having kids, but doesn't teach them the Torah, he did not do the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah pururvu is to teach them Torah, to transmit the Torah, that they should fulfill the mitzvot. Otherwise, just to have, you could have 10 children, but Hashem ken yirbu. You zera Israel, the more the better. But at the same time, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah completely, it's when a person teaches them Torah. So therefore, this is the reason why a person is obligated to get married, and isha el alebani, to be zochet to have children. And the purpose of having children is, as I mentioned, that they should come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should come to fulfill the Torah and its mitzvah.